I'm Brian Hancock. I'm the head warden for the National Trust at Dunever Park, and I'd like to tell you about some of the features of the parkland that I'm particularly fond of. We're standing here at a good vantage point to enjoy the wonderful vistas and views across the parkland. Behind me here we have the deer park with its fallow deer and White Park cattle, which are a famous breed with a long association with Dunever Park. They were first mentioned in the Laws of Hull there around about the 920s. Fallow deer are still here. We have about 100 deer. They wander around the veteran trees. We have one of the finest collections of veteran trees in the country, if not in Europe. Some of the trees here we believe to be over 700 years old. They have a very high nature conservation interest. We were designated as a National Nature Reserve in 2007.
Let's talk a little bit about what people sort of see as they go round then. Clearly there are the White Park cattle you've mentioned, Deer Park, some wide vistas. Where we are now, high up here looking out, this is very much the man-made landscape, the kind of thing that we think of in terms of capability brown. But what you were saying about the Deer Park, it's a very different kind of feel there as well. I suppose a more intimate, more closed kind of a landscape.
We're quite fortunate here in that we do have two distinct styles of landscape. We have the landscape which we can see in front of us, which is the open vistas with interspersed with clumps of beech trees on the topographical features. Capability Brown visited the site in 1776. He didn't undertake one of his wholesale remodelling of the parkland. He rather was impressed by the topographical features, that is, hills and the knolls here that give us the landscape which we see. He said that nature had been truly bountiful and art had done no harm, and that he wished his visit to the place had been of some use.
800 acres here altogether, which is a big spread of land. So a visitor coming here can park up and walk? Is there an extensive network of paths, that kind of thing?
We have five distinct walks, named walks. We can see one in front of us going across the parkland there, which we call the cattle walk. And from that walk, you can indeed see the White Park cattle out in their natural habitat. We have a boardwalk, which is one of our features. One of our most enjoyable walks is down through Bogwood along an 800-metre boardwalk, wet alder woodland. Dragonflies during the season, of course, and that takes you into part of the Deer Park, which is another very enjoyable, very wonderful walk.
And of course the River Towy, whose valley all of this sits in, is part of your boundary.
Yes, the River Towy, which starts its journey in the foothills of the Cumbrian Mountains and comes down through the Towy Valley here. One of the things that the Towy Valley has left us is that we have a wonderful series of oxbow lakes.
So if I asked you then to pick your favourite vista, your favourite corner of this 800 acres, would it be one of these big open views here or something more intimate, something more enclosed? Where would you go if somebody said, oh, you know, Brian, have half an hour, go and just simply take a rest in the parkland?
That's a really difficult question to answer. I've been lucky enough to work for the National Trust for the last 20 years and I still really couldn't decide which is my favourite walk of all the walks that we have. They are all very special. They all take you through this wonderful landscaped parkland. But I suppose if you really were to pin me down, I'd say the walk through the Deer Park, through the wonderful veteran trees. The ambience of the Deer Park gives you a feel of how this landscape would have looked in medieval times. Towy Valley, Grongar Hill, Grusloin Castle and away to Paxton's Tower and Carmarthen beyond. So we have these wonderful, wonderful vistas that can be enjoyed from a number of vantage points. We have the 12th century castle in Castle Woods associated with the Lord Rees, which was one of the Welsh princes and one of the chief protagonists against the Anglo-Norman invasion. Dunever Castle, of course, is a Welsh castle, not an Edwardian castle, so Dunever Park is one of the foremost centres of the Welsh princes.